going down to Big Mary. Now what party is going down to Big Mary? Now what a party is going down to Big Mary? Now what party is going down to Big Mary? So the party is going down to Big Mary. So the party is we're going to party all night. So the going down to Big Mary, so my baby is going down to Big Mary, so the party is on the party all night, so the daylight, man. Going down to Big Mary.
happening on that Crenshaw Trail Ride. We're gonna send you on back to the Mesa on that Crenshaw Trail Ride. Oh yeah.
Hang on, baby, Welcome to the Chubby Party, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm going.
We'll be right back.
girl. She was raised in the country on collard greens. And she looking so fine in her skin tight jeans. I'm going to the country to get a country woman. Going to the country to get a country woman.
From the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, this is KRVS, 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles, now broadcasting in HD radio technology.
Support for KRVS comes from Blue Moon Saloon. Upcoming performances include Joanna Devine, the Cathead Biscuit Boys, and Jeffrey Broussard and the Creole Cowboys. For tickets and more information on upcoming events, the website is bluemoonpresents.com.
Hey explore the wide range of musics from throughout the world every week here on Earthbeat. I'm Cecil Doyle, bringing you classics, field recordings, and the latest sounds spanning the globe. That's Earthbeat, Sunday nights at 7 p.m., Thursday evenings at 10 p.m. here on KRVS.
Thank you. got it. Every time I go there, oh, how she paid me not to leave. Yes, I got a sweet girl down in Texas. Every time I go there, oh, how she paid me not to leave. Oh, yeah. Oh, when I see that lonesome sun go down, you know my heart is cold, cold, cold. Yeah, when I see that sun go down, baby,
think tonight is the night I'm gonna fall in love, man. Tonight is the night. I want.
Bref, vous avez écouté le programme des Zarikoy Pasalea ce matin avec MCJB. C'est 52 minutes après 10 heures ce matin. Et le temps, il doit être fraîche d'ailleurs.
C'est meilleur frais. C'est meilleur frais. C'est à peu près le degré, à peu près 94, je crois, à cette heure-là.
Ah non, peut-être. Ah ben, peut-être. C'est un peu chaud.
Oui, c'est un peu chaud.
Mais on n'a pas besoin de chaudière pour
couler. Oh, non. But, you saw that the other day?
What I saw?
On the news. They had a young man was frying fish on the sidewalk. He had cleaned out an area, and he had put some fish, and he wanted to bake fish, not fried, but baked fish on the sidewalk. And it was so hot. And it was a true thing. They were showing that. Anyway, good morning, all ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Zydeco Sans Passale. Started from 8 o'clock this morning, and it's going to run until 12 noon. And this is JB and MC every Saturday morning. Long Trail Ride is taking place today in Abbeville, or better known as Grosse Isle. And that's the Big Man and Company Trail Ride, August 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. And, of course, last night they had a free supper. I don't know. Had a bunch of folks over there, like, we won't name them.
You went over there?
No, I did not.
With the big pink bunny rabbit there?
he said it was a little too hot.
I guess with that suit on,
it was a little too hot. He's waiting until Easter to put on his pink bunny suit.
Yeah, 450 pounds. You know, it is a little warm for
our bigger friends. And you know, they have two of them.
Two bigger friends?
The father and son.
They're both the same size?
They both were.
His son?
Yeah, they both wear the little bunny suit.
Really?
Yeah.
Man, don't stand behind them when they've been over. But anyway.
Anyway, free Saturday today. Mini ride begins at 3 p.m. In other words, you got a little ride.
Yes.
That's for little people.
Shetland ponies.
Yeah, little Shetland ponies and short people only.
Uh-huh.
We're just joking now. There's a barnyard dance starting off at 8 p.m. and music by a DJ.
Uh-huh.
And tomorrow, August the 4th, the ride begins at 12 noon. That's for the big riders. That's the big one. That's going to be hot, though.
It's going to be hot.
Oh, my goodness.
The horses don't care.
Yeah, as long as they don't put them on the asphalt.
What time?
It started at 12 noon.
12 noon. Heat of the day.
Yeah. Keith Frank will be at the place at 2 p.m. until.
There's going to be some sweating going on there.
One dance,
you're soaking wet.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Then get a mop and mop the floor on the town.
Oh, absolutely.
Plenty of food and fun and excitement. Bring the whole family. Overnight campers were welcome. And if you need some more information, call Lawrence at 337-257-6654. One of the major things that are going to be taking place in this area is this coming Sunday on the 11th. It's what is called Southern University System Statewide Town Hall Tour, and it's going to get started on Thursday, August the 8th in Baton Rouge at the Southern University Mumford Stadium Fieldhouse. And then on the 10th, which is on a Saturday, they're going to be in Monroe at 12 p.m., and that's going to be at the Clarion Inn and Suite on Canal Room on Highway 165. And that's going to be on Martin Luther King Drive. And then in Shreveport at 5 p.m. at the Southern University Museum of Art. And that's in Shreveport. And then on Sunday, they're going to be in Lake Charles at the Zion Tabernacle Baptist Church here in Lake Charles. You know where that is, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
And then Lafayette, they're going to be arriving in Lafayette on a Sunday evening at 6 p.m. at the State Bridge Suite on Collie Saloon Road. We invite all of your Southern Night and all interesting persons to come and attend. It's open to the public, and that's going to be at the State Bridge Suite, and that's going to be at 6 p.m. There's going to be a social hour at 6 p.m., and then the meeting will get started at 7. And the president of Southern University will be there to discuss the status of Southern University in Baton Rouge and the system, the entire system. So we invite all of you and all the Southern graduates to come and attend and just come and attend a little social hour and have a little networking, a little discussion. We'll welcome all of you to come and visit with us.
Your niece still works for Southern?
Yes. She is the Director of Housing. And that's
Tracy. Right. Okay.
Yeah. Tracy.
Very good.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else going on?
Nothing too much. Actually, the school is about to get started.
That is true.
We have our first workshop tomorrow, Monday rather. And that's going to be dealing with safety, shop safety and all of that. Yeah, that's what we're going to have. And then we have a mandatory meeting coming up. They're going to have the different training sessions going on. But actually, the school actually gets started on the 14th.
Absolutely.
And
a lot of activities going on for school. And we'll be talking a little bit about Opelousas and the school activities getting ready to get started there. Also, there will be a Cut for Kids and
Where is it going to be held?
That's going to be at I can't think of the name of the place.
Oh, Blue College. Blue Cliff College?
Blue Cliff.
Yeah.
And that will be happening there, and that will be on Sunday the 11th. So Cuts for Kids is going to be there. And
we're
also
again?
Partnering with the 100 is partnering with an organization to also give backpacks.
Omega Psi Phi fraternity.
Omegas, right,
yeah,
we'll be
which
doing
is
backpacks.
My fraternity.
So, and so the 100 and the Omegas are going to are partnering together. They do every year to give backpacks and Cuts for Kids, and that will be happening probably starting at 10 o'clock that morning until probably 2. They usually start cutting hair, and so
I'll
get
bring
a free
my clippers.
Haircut.
Huh? I'll bring my clippers.
So they can cut your hair?
No.
Oh,
I'm a barber.
You're a barber.
Yep.
Okay.
The chair
that doesn't look like a chair where John is going to be standing is where John is going to be cutting hair.
People don't trust me because I tell you what, I'm the best barber you can find.
as you can tell. When you walk to the place and you see that one chair that the guy just standing there actually sitting in his own chair, it's going to be John's chair.
That's right.
But that will be happening. A lot of activities going on.
And
parents, get ready to get your kids on an educational mode. Think education and not think about how I dress, how I look, but how am I going to learn the subjects that I will be in. So that's going to be very important. We're going to really be pushing a lot on education because we really need to get our kids educated because the world is coming to them and it's coming quicker and quicker. And if you don't have an education, you will start falling behind. So we do not want you to fall behind. So parents, you also have to get on track and you really need to start supporting the teachers. And your kids are the most truthful people in the world. They will always tell you the truth until you go and you do your